Hello. There's quite a lot going on with city streets and buildings, with demolition of the Coleman's factory and a Tombland eyesore. The latter's coming in for some criticism, as you'll see from the news items and letters. However, there's some positive action on refurbishment of the Castle Keep and possible good news about improving the A17 Acle Strait. First of all, that work to the castle. Sections of a towering 136-foot crane, which will play a crucial role in the £13.5 million revamp of the keep at Norwich Castle, have been hoisted into position. The massive yellow JSO J16010 saddle jib tower crane was hoisted into place next to the Norwich landmark with a mobile crane over the course of September the 30th. The crane will help transport materials such as steel and glass, which are needed for the Royal Palace Reborn project to recreate the Norman layout of the keep. Morgan Sindall Construction will also use the crane when they make alterations to the castle's roof, which, once completed, will make the castle's battlements fully accessible to the public for the first time. The keep will be shut during the work, but museum bosses are hoping the rest of the castle can reopen to the general public soon. The ambition is that the revamped keep will reopen in 2022.
The long called for dualling of the A47 Acle Strait is under active consideration, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said. Earlier this month, Highways England announced the scheme would not be brought forward under the government's next wave of road improvement schemes until at least 2030. The news met with outcry in the region, with campaigners frustrated they would not see their road dualled in their lifetimes. But during Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons, Jerome Mayhew, Broadland MP, asked the Prime Minister if this inexplicable decision would be revisited. He said the A47 Acle Strait is the main road, in fact the only road, that links Great Yarmouth to the great city of Norwich. It's a bottleneck and it's notoriously dangerous, and there has been a campaign to dual it for at least 30 years. And yet the Highways Authority have just announced they have no plans even to consider it for upgrade until at least 2030. What can he do to give hope to the people of Broadland and Norfolk more widely that this inexplicable decision will be revisited? Mr. Johnson said the government was immensely ambitious about upgrading the country's road infrastructure. He told the House, "I appreciate the temporary disappointment that he is experiencing, but this is a government that is immensely ambitious for the improvement of our transport infrastructure." Then he added, "Active consideration is now being undertaken of that project again. I understand that parliamentary colleagues are meeting with Baroness Veer, the Roads Minister, this week to discuss the options for additional schemes from 2025 onwards."
When the Coleman's factory closed, many people felt it was like the historic beating heart of the city had stopped. And now, more than a year after the final jar of mustard rolled off the production line at Carrow Works, work can be seen going on again. Sadly, the movement of cranes and lorries which can be seen is to do with the emptying and disassembling of the once massive hive of industrial activity. Only those privileged to have balconies looking out across at the Cap factory can see the work in progress, with the site closed off to the public and very little visible from the roadside frontage. But for so many people, the building will always remain part of the heritage of Norwich, and to see it painstakingly taken apart is a painful reminder of the city's loss. And for the hundreds who lost their jobs when the factory closed, it's also a reminder of the personal cost too.
Questions have been asked about why County Hall still has so many lights on in the early mornings and evenings when the bulk of council staff are working from home. The majority of Norfolk County Council staff have been doing their jobs from home during the coronavirus pandemic, but about 100 are working at the council's headquarters in Norwich. But people living and working near the Martineau Lane building have asked why so many of the building's lights need to be on when most of the staff are at home. A spokesman said, despite the perception having so many lights on at County Hall was wasteful, there was an explanation and that energy consumption was coming down. The spokesman said, anyone passing County Hall may wonder why there are lights on in the building outside usual office hours. Our low energy LED lighting throughout the building only comes on when it's needed, using a network of motion sensors. These sensors are triggered early in the morning when the cleaning team starts and when the security team do their regular rounds of the building, including during the night. Since the major refurbishment of County Hall, electricity usage has dropped by around 20% and gas usage by 40%. There is also a bank of solar panels covering large areas of the roof of County Hall.
For years, they were a welcome sight for late-night drinkers, often put to use on the way home or while waiting for the bus. The Tombland public toilets off Queen Street became a landmark in their own right, in an area once home to much of the city's clubland. But the concrete block was closed by Norwich City Council in 2012 due to maintenance costs, and since then has sat empty. As the years passed, it was branded an eyesore, with calls to either reopen it or demolish it altogether. And work to rip down the block has started as part of the shake-up to Tombland, which will see bus stops moved and open space created for pedestrians. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport and Chairman of the Transforming Cities Joint Committee, said, I'm delighted that works are progressing well in Tombland, a key city centre scheme within our wider programme of Transforming Cities proposals. This project will mean a massive difference to the look and feel of this historic area, particularly with the demolition of the toilets, which have been a public eyesore for many years. Plans for any necessary tree removal are still being finalised in close conjunction with tree specialists ahead of the second phase of works, which will result in additional trees planted overall, and the completed project will support the vibrancy and long-term economic recovery of this area.
A petition calling for two trees in part of Norwich City Centre to be saved from the chop has been signed by more than 1,800 people. As part of the 2.5 million revamp of the Tombland area of the city, Norfolk County Council has applied for permission to remove two lime trees which are believed to have stood in the county for more than 40 years. While the council says removing the trees will improve lighting and public safety, the bid has left a sour taste in the mouths of the Cathedral, Magdalen and St Augustine's Forum, a residents group which represents people living in the surrounding areas. The group has launched a petition against the removal of the trees, which in the space of just a week has been signed almost 2,000 times and counting.